Honesty part or the intelligence part that created the turmoil inside? Okay, I'm just teasing. I saw all of the hands go up. Now, let me ask you honest, intelligent people a question. How many of you, as a general rule, get more work done on the day before you go on vacation than you normally get done in 2, 3, even 4 days? Can I see your hands, please? All right. Now, if we can figure out why and how and repeat it every day without working any harder, does it make sense that you'd be more valuable to yourself, your company, your family, and your community? Does that make sense? Answer's yes. I help you with the tough ones, okay? No question about it. Yes, it does make a whole lot of sense. So let's see if we can do a little exploring and find out why. And here's the first thing. First of all, you've already said to me that you are honest and intelligent. Now, I want to make another profound statement. What you do off the job determines how far you go on the job. Every athlete knows that. Every entertainer knows that. Every public speaker ought to know that. If every other worker doing anything would learn that, then they would be getting ahead much faster in life. They did a study on a typical American plant, and the person working the line on an hourly basis watched an average of 30 hours of television a week. The person in charge of that line watched an average of 25 hours of television a week. The foreman watched an average of 20 hours of television a week. Are you kind of noticing a little trend here? The plant superintendent watched an average of 15 hours of television a week. The vice president of the plant watched an average of 12 to 15 hours of television a week. The president watched an average of 8 to 12 hours of television a week. The chairman of the board watched an average of 4 to 8 hours of television a week. And 50% of that time, they were watching training videos. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you think would happen to that person who's watching 30 hours of television a week if they were to take 10 of those hours and get involved in doing what you're doing right now, listening to these tapes, reading good books, attending valuable seminars, getting that education? Is there a chance that they are a victim of circumstances, or is it because they're a victim of inertia? It's easy to go home and sit down in front of the boob tube and, let it dominate or run their life. See, the television doesn't have that much good information. It does some things to you, but the biggest damage television does is what it keeps you from doing. Keeps you from talking to folks, keep you from exercising, keep you from reading, keep you from learning, keep you from associating with other people, developing friendships, and 101 other things. Well, now, what all of this leads up to is on the night before, the day before vacation, how many of you got out a little sheet of paper? And you said to yourself, now, self, tomorrow, you got to do this and this and this. How many of you literally did that? Now, in its simplest form, that is goal setting.